The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
What's up? So happy you're here. Thank you. Honestly, I'm incredibly grateful. I feel very blessed that I have so many new listeners. Incredibly blessed that I've got the kind of lifers, people who are invested. Do you know how annoying it is when you give people like your best advice? You know those people. They're always calling and asking you for your help, for your advice. And then what do? They don't do anything with it, and it drives you crazy. Because you're busy, you're successful, and you don't have time to waste. So these people who they want something from you for free, of course, and they don't do anything with it, don't they just drive you batty? Me too. So I have to tell you that when I get messages from you, when I read your reviews and you tell me specifically what you're doing, that is like everything. So I have to tell you, when I read your reviews, when I go to iTunes and I read the things that you're telling me you're doing, you're implementing, oh my gosh, you know, because you, I'm sure, feel the same way. When somebody takes your advice or they learn something from you and then they come back to you and they say, hey, I actually did that thing that you said and it's going super awesome. That's the ultimate compliment. Like, that's so much cooler than the emails I get from people saying, I'd like to take you out to dinner. I'd like to pick your brain, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you want to pay me the ultimate compliment, head on over to iTunes and let me know that not only are you listening, but you're applying this stuff, that you're invested, because that, it just makes my day. And I'm pretty sure it pays you back in full-blown karma, right? It's like an automatic deposit of karma into your karma bank account for shizzle. So in my last episode, I answered a question that many of you have, which is, when do I know if it's time to start outsourcing? And how do I find the time to outsource? And what should I start outsourcing first? And just all of those things that tend to stop us or become mental obstacles when we realize what we need to do is grow our business. And we feel overwhelmed. We feel like there's not enough hours in the day. We feel like there's so much more we should be doing. Yet by the same token, we make these excuses. That's just what they are, on why we can't yet delegate or outsource. So if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, head on back, y'all. Because in that episode, not only do I help you figure out how to do that, I'm going to give you a very clear-cut definition, a way for you to answer a series of questions that I provide. And when you answer those questions, you will know definitively, without question, whether or not it's time for you to start outsourcing, delegating, letting go of certain pieces of your business, and if, in fact, it's going to save you money. Because I don't think it's time for everybody to start outsourcing and delegating. But you will know after listening to that episode, because I give you a very specific list of questions. You answer yes or no. If you have more than four yeses, it's time to outsource. So I can just assume that you are still listening now because you listened yesterday, or you listened to that episode whenever. Maybe you're doing a binge listen of Build Your Tribe. I've done those to other people's podcasts. But whatever, for whatever reason, you figured out like, okay, yep, I'm down. I get it. I can see very definitively that it is time for me to grow my business. Cool. Because that's what outsourcing and delegating is. It's growth. And your business can experience two different types of growth. Smart growth or stressful growth. And I have experienced both. And let me just tell you, stressful growth is not that fun. It gives you gray hair. It gives you wrinkles. It puts weight on you. It increases your body fat. It decreases your sexual drive. It decreases your desire to spend time with other people. It makes you depressed. It sucks. Even if it does grow your bank account, it does nothing else positive for you. Period. End of subject. Stressful growth is when you decide your business needs to go to the next level and that you are the perfect person to do, well, everything. You know what I'm talking about. It's like, okay, I need to do this, so I need to figure that out. And we really need to hire somebody to do the books, but I guess I'll do them. And I'm really thinking that we should start a YouTube channel. And so rather than outsourcing that, I will do that myself. Yeah, we've all been there. And that's what I call old school entrepreneurship. It's like an old school way of thinking. I don't even know if it's old school. It's kind of like the reality of what we had to do, like even 15, 10 years ago. We didn't have the same access to amazing people at really incredibly valuable rates that we do today because of sources like virtual staff finders and Elance and Fiverr and Facebook and Google and so many other places where we can find incredibly talented, awesome team members willing to work for us, not even willing, just excited to work for us at a fraction of what it's costing us to do the work. And they're like maybe 3,000 times better at doing it than you are. So I'm glad that you've put your big boy boots on, and today is the day you've decided that you are going to learn how to master smart growth, not stressful growth, but smart growth. Growth in your business that allows you to make more passive income without killing yourself. So how do we do this? Well, first you start by figuring out what your hourly rate is, generally speaking. Now, for some of you, you work a full-time job and then you spend just a little bit of time on your business, or maybe a lot of time on your business. So when I'm talking about your hourly rate, I want you to factor in what it is you earn in your business or in your career when you're truly just doing work. And I say that because sometimes we can go to the office for 8 hours, but we're kind of messing around for most of that time. And there's like 3 hours of serious concentrated work. So be very, very honest in the number of concentrated hours that you spend working your business. And then you take how much you earned last year, and it's just a simple equation of division. You just divide how many hours based on how much money you earned last year, and you've got a rough estimate. This is just a rough estimate. That's all I need. Okay? Because once you see that, you just have to answer this very simple question, and maybe you don't even have to pull out your calculator or hit calculator on your iPhone for the calculator app. You just know the answer to this next question. Are you earning more than basically what we pay in America for minimum wage? Is what you're earning in your business right now, is it more than minimum wage? Because if it is, cool. Now we know we've got a starting point. Next, I want you to take out a pen and a piece of paper and start listing everything you do related to your business. Even if it's not related to your business directly, but indirectly, it's related to your business. Or it's things that you do maybe that take you away from your business. I just need you to list everything, like everything you do every single day. Have you ever had like one of those crazy, ridiculous days and you're like, I am so tired and I did so much today, but I have no idea what I did? Well, I need you to create a list of everything you're doing all the time. Okay, so you can put me on pause and you can create that list. Hopefully you're not listening to this while you're in your car or while you're on a run. And if you are, no big deal, because I can actually text you my list and then you can use it as a guide. All you would do is text the word delegate to 949-565-4337. Now that is only for U.S. residents. If you're not in the United States and you would also like to see that list, all you do is go to my website. It's shaleenjohnson.com/podcast. Look for the Build Your Tribe episode that we did on delegating. That's this episode, y'all. And I will print for you or post for you this list. But for those of you who are with a pen and a piece of paper, I want you to write down your own list. So just put me on pause. Okay, cool. So I'm going to fly through my list very, very quickly, just in case those of you who are creating a list might have left some things off. You ready? Here we go. Creating a daily to-do list, reviewing your goals, checking your emails, returning your emails, managing your email contact list, scheduling calls and business appointments, checking voicemail messages, returning phone calls, looking up and printing directions to upcoming appointments, researching people that I might have a meeting with or an interview with, etc. Creating a weekly phone reminder of upcoming events, creating slides, PowerPoints, templates, and etc. for presentations, scheduling general work hours during the work at the core of my business and career services, sorting through business emails, updating computer software and subscriptions, managing phone contacts, upgrading phones, technical and digital services, in-home or office repairs, cleaning up junk off of my desktop, deleting files off my computer, uploading photos from my phone to my online file sharing, uploading videos from my phone to my online storage, buying office supplies, filing paperwork, organizing my workspace, driving to and from appointments and work, booking travel arrangements, listening to business and interested related podcasts, continuing my education, online courses, attending seminars, attending trainings, rereading my notes from seminars and trainings, scheduling time to implement and reviewing the things I learned at such seminars and trainings, work-related research, retyping my notes from seminars and trainings, scheduling a time to review what I've learned with key people, beginning to implement my key objectives from recent seminars, trainings, podcasts, strategizing my next 90 days of business, reviewing the margins on my profits and activities, reviewing the fun factor of my business activities, reviewing a timeline for upcoming project management, scheduling time for... Have I stressed you out yet? Okay, well, I'm just going to skip through this because it's really long. And I hope that you're starting to understand, like, you do a lot that you're just kind of like not even realizing you do. And I'm just going to keep going through categories, but I'm not even reading you everything. I'm just trying to spark some ideas. You ready? Continuing, creating a calendar to recognize and reward my teammates, organizing and running team training, scheduling team training, creating a list of jobs to outsource, managing projects by virtual staff and or e-lancers, researching average pay for these types of jobs, creating a check-in for my key customers, paying employees and consultants, reviewing hours of employees and consultants, performance reviews, reviewing taxes, filing taxes, research of cliff notes of my recent changes and practices in social media practices, promoting my podcast on social media, scheduling webinars, creating a slideshow for presentation for my webinar, downloading images and stock photos for my upcoming webinar. I'm just skipping through like all over. Just so you, I'm skipping like pages worth of stuff right now. Let's see, continuing. Facebook, developing a better plan for the use of my Facebook like page, writing and scheduling Facebook updates, managing my Facebook inbox, clicking like whenever someone responds to one of my Facebook likes, creating videos to upload to my Facebook like page. Let's see, moving on, analyzing the best time to post on Instagram, creating extra Instagram accounts. And then, I mean, think about it. There's probably 11 million to-dos that you can create for YouTube, Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, Google+, you name it, right? I mean, I always tell you, you don't need to be in all of them, but the ones that you're on, there's probably a lot more you could and should be doing. Now, we're just talking right there at, to this point, just kind of work-related stuff. And again, I've skipped over pages and pages and pages of things that you should and or could and or maybe are still trying to do yourself, correct? Okay, so now let's go into personal stuff. Shopping for gifts, wrapping gifts, ordering and sending flowers, writing thank you notes, maintaining my property, repairs, meeting with repairmen, organizing my home space, home insurance, security, creating Facebook ads. Why did I put that in there? It doesn't even go. Organizing and cleaning out closets, organizing and cleaning out my garage, wardrobe maintenance. Hey, it's important. Organizing my accessories and shoes, organizing and color coding my closet. That's important. Plant care, daily straightening of the house, scheduling monthly or regular deep cleaning the house, redecorating or updating my house, making the beds, cleaning the outside of my house, the windows, etc. Home repairs, packing suitcases, unpacking suitcases, cleaning vehicles, putting gas in vehicles, appointments for vehicle maintenance, dry cleaning pickup, dry cleaning drop off, clothing alterations, wash and dry clothes. I don't know what that means. Folding clothes. Oh, that means laundry. Such a foreign concept to me now because y'all, I outsource it. Laundry, folding clothes, putting away clothes, pets, walking pets, caring for pets. Like, right? I mean, seriously? Oh, and did I mention these things? Such as taking the kids to school, picking your kids up from school, taking your kids to and from sporting events, volunteering your time, washing, cleaning, prepping fruits and foods and vegetables, making breakfast, making lunch, making dinner, cleaning up after meals, preparing for weekly meals, shopping for groceries, phone calls or personal visits with family members, phone calls or personal visits with friends, researching next vacation destination, mindless time spent with loved ones. Yeah, right. Like you're going to have time for any of that when you get through this list. Okay. How's your heart rate? How's your blood pressure? Through the roof, I hope. I mean, you guys, this is ridiculous. And this is just, it is what it is. This is our lives. So if you heard me blow through, that was just a quarter of the list that I'm going to text to you. If you text that word to the number or if you see it on the website, that's like a fraction of the list. And I've probably left off a bajillion things that you do that I didn't even include on there. The reason why you need to see this on paper is because you need to, first of all, recognize that there are things that it's just ridiculous amount of things that we try to get done ourselves. And no wonder we feel like we're failing. And no wonder we don't feel like we're organized. And no wonder we go, 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 go. And then at the end of the day, we feel like failures because there's so much to get to. It's impossible to get to it all, especially the important stuff. Now, the way I've designed this list for you when you get it is you'll see that all the work stuff is the first several pages. And it's the last couple of pages where I list things that you do for your family and the people you love. And you'll see that there are far fewer of those that we need to do, but they're often last on our list and they shouldn't be. But I put them in that order specifically to make a point. And I want you to download this list and I want you to go through it because when you go through it, what I'll ask you to do, you'll see that there's columns and you can say, I do this, I need to do this, I'm going to delegate this. And you'll just have it right there for you, right in front of you of all the things that you need to delegate, like right now. Got it? And you're going to start with, you're going to circle the ones that are absolutely no-brainers. You can start outsourcing these things tomorrow. Like, I don't even have to convince you to do it. You're like, yeah, based on the fact that I make more than minimum wage. And maybe some of you are going to say, yeah, I make like $25 an hour when I actually look at the number of hours I work. And some of you are going to be like, dang, I make $1,000 an hour when I really look at the number of hours I put into my business and how much time I spend just doing extra fluff stuff. And you're going to go, yeah, I really cannot afford to anymore pay someone $25 an hour to pick up dog poop or to pick up the dry cleaning or to delete my spam messages. I can pay someone minimum wage to do that. But if you're doing it, that's what you're paying someone right now. So that's your homework assignment. And that's what I need you to do like ASAP. You need to identify those things. You're like, okay, this is a no-brainer. I'm outsourcing this. Now, in my effort to keep you engaged and to be brief and to be bright and to be fun, and then to be done. That's all you get today. Because tomorrow I'm going to share with you where you can find these people. How to have a team, a virtual team who you love. Like, I legitimately love my virtual team. They feel like family. I love them. And I can't even believe I ever managed without them. The things I have people doing for literally $3 an hour, US standard. The things that they do so much better than I could ever do. And they're making a tremendously successful living because in their countries, it's much cheaper to live than it is in the United States. So you can find people who are so much better qualified than many of the people here in the United States, or certainly better qualified than I am, better qualified than some of you are at doing the things that we're trying to figure out ourselves. So in tomorrow's episode, I'm going to go over all the places where you can find those people. More importantly, how to evaluate those sites and how to, like, because I'm good at it, dude. I'm really good at it. I am so good at finding good people. It ain't funny. I know the secrets. I've got a recipe for you. And if you've been burned before by, you know, hiring someone to do work for you on a virtual basis and you're like, I'm over it. I already tried it. It didn't work. Come back. You know, just because you had one bad date doesn't mean you'll never get married. You'll never find true love. Trust me, there is a methodology to this, and I can teach you, and I will teach you in my next episode, which of the websites I think you should go to, how you find great people, and how you keep them, how you can actually get people who feel like they are part of your team, who are as invested in your work as you are. All right, so that's your homework assignment for tonight, is to make this list, to identify the things that you are like, okay, no doubt about it, this gets outsourced like ASAP. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. This episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by you. Yes, you. Because of your help and your support, because of your ratings and review, It is because of you that I'm able to deliver this show. So I ask you to demonstrate that you're in this with me by going back to iTunes or back to the place where you found this podcast for your Android and offer other people a quick review on what they can expect from Build Your Tribe. That is also how you're able to submit your name, your information, to be eligible for our monthly drawing. Each month, I select randomly one person, and we give them access, lifetime access, to the Marketing Impact Academy, as well as all the other bonuses. If you'd like to be considered for that opportunity, all you have to do is leave a review by going to iTunes and giving us a rating as well. In your review, please be sure to use the hashtag IWantMIA. That way, we'll be able to identify you and, of course, as always, be honest. And then lastly, please don't use that hashtag unless you truly and honestly and wholeheartedly will use that scholarship. That means a lot to me. I want the scholarship each month to go to someone who needs it, who will use it. For me, that's everything. I love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.